today's contestants, a biomedical engineer from Cedar Knolls, New Jersey, Frank Augello. A poet and writer from Worcester, Massachusetts, Carolyn Oliver. And our returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zaffranieri, whose eight-day cash winnings total $192,100. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Our new season has gotten off to a great start, I feel, thanks to our current champion, Jason, who, as you just heard, has accumulated a shade under $200,000. Now, do we have a new dynasty building here? Last year belonged to Jeopardy James Holzhauer. How many more wins before our fans start referring to Jeopardy Jason? Carolyn and Frank will have something to say about that in this half hour. Let's see how things work out. Good luck. Here we go. Categories are a prince of the guy. Next. Four-letter word. Sounds easy. Hobbies and pastimes. Numeric lit. Thank you. Next. Jason.
Lit 1000.
The science of deduction is chapter one of this Sherlock Holmes story. Jason.
What is the sign of four?
That's where the number comes
in. Four-letter words, 1000.
Atomic number 30. This bluish-white metal is a component of brass. Frank.
What is iron?
No. Jason.
What is zinc?
Zinc is right. Yes.
Four-letter words, 800.
This waterfowl breeds by lakes in the northern U.S. and Canada. Jason?
What is loon?
The loon, my favorite bird.
Lit, 800.
John Reed gave an eyewitness account of the Bolshevik Revolution in 10 days that did this. Jason?
What is shook the world?
Correct.
Pastimes, 1000.
Jeopardy contestants have cool hobbies. Here's one summarizing this activity she enjoys.
Where you look for hidden treasures based on the GPS locations that you find on a website.
Jason?
What is geocaching?
That's right.
Pastimes, 800.
Forge your own knife in this hobby that takes its name from a worker of metals. What is blacksmithing? Back to you, Jason.
Prince, 1000.
Prince was one of many titles of this Prussian. He also had count, duke, prime minister, and chancellor on his resume. Jason again.
Bismarck?
Correct.
Prince, 800.
In 1904, this couple welcomed Tsarevich Alexis to the family, joining his four sisters. But things would not end well. Jason.
Who are Nicholas and Alexandria?
No. Frank.
Who are Nicholas and Alexandra?
Alexandra. Yes, that I got you in trouble, champ.
All right, four-letter words for 600.
It's a fact that this word means a collection of facts and figures to be processed in some way. Jason.
What is data?
Yeah.
Numeric lit 600.
Answer. Barely double.
Enter all of it.
All of it?
Why not?
All right. If you want to emulate Jeopardy James, you've got to do the push, remember? Okay. All of it at risk on this clue. The cover of the first edition of this 1961 military novel included a dancing figure and a little airplane.
What is Catch 22?
Hey, way to go. 10,800.
Thank you for 1,000.
David Finkel's acclaimed follow-up to The Good Soldiers, about those soldiers returning home, has this five-word title. And that title is Thank You for Your Service. Jason?
Thank you, 800.
In Luke chapter 17, Jesus healed 10 men with this skin disease, but only one thanked him. Jason?
What is leprosy?
Right.
Next, 1,000.
Grisham novels, The Client, The Chamber, The Rainmaker, this title 12. Carolyn.
What is The Jury?
Be more specific.
What is The Jury Maker?
Nope. Jason.
What is The Runaway Jury?
That's it.
Next, 800.
Movie James Bonds, Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton, him. Jason.
Who is Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan, correct.
Next, 600.
World Series winners since 2016. The Cubs, the Astros, this American League team. Jason.
Who are the Red Sox?
You got it. And that takes you to 14,000. And again, you're the only one with money at the moment. Will that change when we come back? We'll find out. Stay with us.
Promotional consideration provided by TheraWorks Relief, clinically proven to relieve and prevent muscle cramps before they start.
If you suffer from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, TheraWorks Relief can help. With daily application, this fast-acting foam is clinically proven to prevent muscle cramps before they start.
Get TheraWorks Relief today. Available in stores everywhere.
I'll be honest with you, folks. There is one color on Jeopardy that I don't like seeing very much, and that is red. And we have red in front of Carolyn and Frank Augello. And yet you are well prepared to be a contestant on Jeopardy because somebody in your family keeps buying the right kind of books for you. Tell me about that. That's right, Alex.
My older sister, Caitlin, always buys me a bunch of books that'll help me expand my trivia knowledge every Christmas. So she helped me get here today. But what she also did was made it harder for herself to beat me. So when we play along at home, so...
Okay, great. Carolyn Oliver from Worcester, Mass., poet and writer, whose grandma was on Jeopardy with Art Fleming?
Yes, my grandmother was on Jeopardy in the 1960s. I've never seen the episode, but this is her ring that I'm wearing. And my father and grandfather and my uncle had to go to a neighbor's house to watch the episode because the neighbors had color TV and they didn't.
That's a good reason to going to the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Jason is our champion, folks. And he was once in a perfect place to get some crossword puzzle help.
That's right, yeah.
What's all that about?
So I'm one of those guys who I'll go to the bar, and even if I'm with friends, take it as a kind of social activity. I'll bring a crossword along, we all work together. And so some friends we had met the previous week, I'd never met her or her friend before, they came that week. And was there a question about some astronaut? I said, I've never heard of this guy. She said, oh, I know his last name. That's my uncle. Yeah. Perfect time. Yeah.
And what was the name?
Alan Bean.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You're still...
I've never forgotten it.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Maybe it'll come up in one of our clues, but right now we have to deal with what's left on the board, and you make the selection.
Pastime 600.
Clay pigeons simulating birds in flight are mechanically lofted skyward in this pastime. Pull, Jason.
What is skeet?
Skeet or trap shooting, yeah.
Thank you, 600.
Some tidying up advice from her. If an object doesn't spark joy, say thank you and goodbye. Frank.
Who's Marie Kondo?
You are now on the plus side.
All right. A Prince of a Guy, 600.
Said just like it looks, Llewellyn ap Gruffydd died in 1282 as the last powerful independent prince of this. Frank.
What is Wales?
Yes.
Four-letter words, 400.
Pick up the this, the rate of speed at which someone walks or runs. Frank.
What is pace?
Pace is correct.
Four-letter words, 200.
Don't touch that... This, the tuning knob on a radio or television. Jason.
What is dial?
Don't touch that dial.
Hobbies, 400.
Amateur astronomers know of the five planets that can be seen with the naked eye, this is the farthest from the sun. Carolyn.
What is Jupiter?
No, Jason.
What is Saturn?
Yes.
Lit, 400.
E.L. James self-published this first book in an erotic series that started as fan fiction loosely based on Twilight. Carolyn.
What is 50 Shades of Grey?
Right.
Lit for 200?
Less than a minute now. This kidlit classic has a chapter called The Puppies Arrive. Jason.
What is 101 Dalmatians?
Yes.
Prince of a Guy, 400.
Prince Friso of this country died in The Hague in 2013 after a skiing accident. Jason.
What is the Netherlands?
Yes.
Thank you, 400.
In an open letter about his Alzheimer's, he thanked the American people for giving him the honor of serving as president. Jason.
Who is Reagan?
Reagan, yes.
Next, 400.
Rolling Stone's top 40 hits, Heart of Stone, The Last Time, this signature song, the band's first number one. Jason.
What is Satisfaction?
Yes, can't get no satisfaction.
Next, 200.
Tonight Show hosts, Parr, Carson, him, Conan, him, Jason.
Who is Leno?
Leno, right.
Thank you, 200.
In her hit song, Thank You, Next, she references former Flames Pete Davidson and Mac Miller. Frank?
Who is Ariana Grande?
Correct. And with that, you're at 1600. Carol, Jason, and Frank, just a little faster on that signaling device. You practiced during this commercial break, and you'll pick first in Double Jeopardy, and we'll see if it works. Back in a moment. Let's see if Carolyn is up to it in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for your selection, young lady. It is rocket science, followed by hotels, name letter people, then classical dance, proverbs and expressions, and finally, that place used to be called something else. Carolyn.
Proverbs and expressions for 400, please.
Shakespeare noted that all the world's one of these. Carolyn.
What's a stage?
You're on it now.
Proverbs and expressions, 800.
Boxers embrace the pithy old saying, don't lead with your this, Jason?
What is chin?
Right.
Name letter people 2000.
In 2014, the Queen signed her first tweet, Elizabeth R. The R, short for this Latin word. Jason?
What is Regina?
Correct.
Name letter is 1600.
In the 80s, she was New York City club kid Lisa E. She grew up to be the lead actress in Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. Carolyn.
Who is Edelstein?
Yes, and you're out of the hole. You're on the plus side.
Delightful. Proverbs and expressions for 1200, please.
Snitches get stitches, and these tell no tales. Jason.
What are dead men?
That's right.
A rocket science, 2000.
Here's Jimmy.
Landing Falcon 9's first stage has been compared to launching a pencil over a skyscraper in a windstorm and catching it on a shoebox. Key to the landing are the steerable fins that control yaw, pitch, and this rotation along the nose-to-tail axis.
Jason.
What is roll?
Roll is right.
Rocket 1600.
This force that propels a rocket is equal to the rate at which it expels mass times the velocity of its exhaust. Jason.
What is thrust?
Thrust, that's it.
Hotels 2000.
This luxurious hotel in Paris opened in 1928 with a name honoring the British monarchy. What is the Georges V? George V. Back to you, Jason.
Hotel 1600.
The Belmont Hotel Monasterio offers oxygen-enriched rooms because it's in this Peruvian city that's at 11,000 feet. And if you're going to see Machu Picchu, you'll wind up stopping in Cusco. That's the city. Jason.
Dance 2000.
The Gopak, or Hopak, from Tchaikovsky's Mazeppa, is a dance of these people who really know their steps. Who are the Cossacks? Jason.
Name letter 400.
From his 1952 parole to his 1964 Hajj, Malcolm Little went by this name. Jason.
What is Malcolm X?
Right.
Name letter 800.
Kat Von D rose to TV fame on Miami Inc. and LA Inc. in this profession. Frank.
Was a tattoo artist.
That's it.
Name letter people 1200.
This British pop singer revealed she survived a stroke at 18, and there's no real reason for the J. Jason.
Who is Jesse J?
Jesse J, yeah.
Dance 1600.
Answer. Daily doubles, and you keep finding them just as Jeopardy James used to do. 26,000.
This is not like James used to do. 3,000.
Three only? All right. Here is the clue for you. Jean-Baptiste Lully pioneered music for this dance, whose name, from the Latin for small, comes from its small, dainty steps.
What is petit four? I don't know.
A petit four?
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
That's something you eat.
Okay.
But a minuet.
Minuet. I just ate
minuet.
It.
Okay. Mini. All right, you drop a little. Go again.
Proverbs 2000.
Be prepared. Put your trust in God, but keep this dry. Jason.
What is your powder?
Good.
Proverbs 1600.
Ask Pinocchio. One of these should have a good memory. Carolyn.
What is a lyre?
Right.
I'll take classical dance for 400.
Not sausage, but this dance follows Vienna Blood in a Johann Strauss Jr. title. Jason.
What is waltz?
Waltz, yes.
That place, 2000.
Until 1855, this Western Hemisphere capital city was known as Bytown. Today you know it better as Ottawa, the capital of Canada. Jason.
Place 1600.
Much of what makes up the Czech Republic today was once this kingdom, which was, oddly, once ruled by the Luxembourg dynasty. Jason.
What is Bohemia?
Good.
Place 1200.
Answer. Okay. You have $1,000 more than you had a few moments ago.
6,000.
Six this time. All right. St. Petersburg was once called Leningrad. Similarly, Volgograd was once called by this name.
What is Stalingrad?
That's it. 33,000, your new total.
Science, 1,200.
Hutchings was the middle name of this notorious RHG who pioneered rocket science. Carolyn?
Who is Goddard?
Robert H. Goddard, correct.
Rocket science 800.
Beginning in 1989, the solid rocket boosters in this NASA program carried radio transponders so they could be recovered and reused. Jason?
What is the shuttle program?
That's it.
Hotels 1200.
In a classic kids' book by Kay Thompson, Eloise lives at this New York City hotel. Jason.
What is the plaza?
Right, less than a minute.
Dance, 1200.
Boxed keyboard suites include music for this happy dance, five letters long, not three, and starting with the letter G, not J. Jason.
What is joy?
No. Okay. Carolyn Frank? What is a jig? G-I-G-U-E, as opposed to J-I-G. Back to you, Jason.
Place 800.
The Portuguese name for this island was Ilha Formosa, beautiful island. Jason.
What is Taiwan?
Good.
Dance 800.
Between 1915 and 1917, after traveling among rural people, Béla Bartók wrote six Romanian these dances. Carolyn.
What are folk dances?
Correct.
That used to be the place 400?
Until 1784, music out of this city had the Fort Nashboro sound. Jason.
What is Nashville?
Nashville, yes. And you're at 35,000 even. A dominating performance once again, champ. Final Jeopardy still to come, of course. And here is the subject, children's books. Oh, our champ doesn't look happy about that. We'll find out why when we reveal the clip.
Vaping health scares. Calls to ban flavored e-cigarettes. New tonight, how a local school is battling vaping in its own hallways. Plus, another grade-changing allegation with shocking evidence.
You don't even know what my questions are. How can you say no comment?
The subject for final today, children's books. Players, here's your clue. The original title of this 1900 classic included a gem. Another working title mentioned a plains state. 30 seconds. Good luck. Come to you first, Frank. You had 2,400 accumulated, and you came up with this as your response. What is The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by Frank Baum? You are correct. You add 2,395, bumping you up to 4,795 into second place. Carolyn, over to you now. Did you come up with The Wizard of Oz? No, you picked Peter Pan instead, but Horatio got a howdy from you. Who's Horatio?
My son. He's 8.
Okay, good. It'll cost you, though, 201. You're going to finish in third place. And here we go with our champion, Jason. We're looking for The Wizard of Oz. And we find it. And do we have a big wager today? 6143. You're getting bigger. And there's a little heart. 41,143. And now, a 9-day total. 233,243. The man is on a roll. Will he keep it going tomorrow? Tune in and find out.